It's 21 trivia questions on P words. All the answers will start with the letter P. I don't think there are any dirty ones. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place, and you should hit subscribe on your device to never miss a new episode. Shout out to all the people who have been listening to this show for a long time. We just hit 3 years as a podcast and over 500 episodes to go back and check out if you're brand new to the show. I understand a lot of people find the show by searching the word trivia or trivia podcast or trivia night podcast over on Apple's podcast app. So if you found me that way, thanks for giving this show a click. And if you've listened to the show for a long time, thank you so much for your ears and your eyes and all the cool stuff I do in the world of pop culture trivia in Southern California. If you want to see more about me, go to triviawithbuds.com. It's linked in the show notes, as well as a bunch of other cool stuff like info on the theme song and who performs it. His name is Brian Foster. He's a DJ named Frosty. You can also see a bunch of different promotions we have with our local sponsor here in San Dimas, California, called Funky Monkey. If you want to sponsor something with me, if there's something you want to get a shout out about, just send me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com. I'd love to get on board with what you're doing. I have a fun life as a trivia host, so I got to go to a thrift store the other day, and I bought a bunch of cool trivia games that kind of had loose parts or were games I probably wouldn't play myself, and I like the cards that come in stuff like Trivial Pursuit or this game Pass the Popcorn or this other game I got called the TV Guide game from 2004. It has like, I don't know, over 1,000 different trivia cards on it, and each card has like 5 or 6 questions. So I'm going to read a couple of these to you now, and I don't know if they're actually questions. It's more like facts and info, but it reads like you're reading the TV guide. And I don't know exactly how to play the game, but I will be mailing these out to random patrons and fans of the show. So here's the first thing. I'll just read to you. It says 1987 U.S. comedy film directed by Leonard Nimoy. Ooh, I didn't know that. It's a playful film about three bachelors who adopt a baby girl left on their doorstep, starring Ted Danson, Steve Guttenberg, and Tom Selleck. So I think you are supposed to just yell out the name of the movie, which would be Three Men and a Baby. So that's a fun one. And on the back, it has the movie's tagline, they changed her diaper, she changed their lives. So that's kind of fun. Here's the next little part of this thing. It says 1930 to now. This is a person, okay? U.S. basketball coach led UNLV to 4 Final Fours and 1 national title in 1990. Fired after 20 games as coach of NBA San Antonio Spurs in 1992. Known for chewing towels during games. Choose towels during games. And it has clues in the back. It says towel chewer and UNLV. And the answer is, of course, Jerry Tarkanian. I'm not a basketball guy, but Jerry Tarkanian is the person in question. And it says basketball figure. I'll watch the kids play, have a big steak with my friends, stay in a nice hotel, go back to Vegas and tell my alumni how tough recruiting is. Okay. I'll read you one more of these. Let's see if it's one that I recognize. Okay. This one says 1908 to 1989, U.S. actor Mel Blanc as the voice of Sylvester the Cat on Looney Tunes, 1946 to 86, a scheming cat often in conflict with Tweety Bird and kangaroos, which he mistakes for mice. Okay, so I guess I'm supposed to read the other side of this card first, and then that is the explanation of the answer. So it says Tweety's nemesis on Looney Tunes, and then I think you're supposed to guess Sylvester, and then I would read that part if you wanted more info. And it says cartoon character that says suffer and succotash. Okay, so I don't know. Those are 3 examples of types of questions on this TV guide game. And if you like that kind of stuff, if you love TV shows, we've done TV trivia on this show dozens and dozens of times. And speaking of TV shows, I'm doing a big Office trivia night. It's this Saturday night. It's my last Office trivia night of the fall, maybe of the year. So if you like Michael Scott and Stanley and Phyllis and the whole gang, come on down to Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. If you're around Southern California or you're visiting, I'd love to see you on Saturday, August 24th at 7 p.m. M. I'll be there from about 7 to 9:30 running 6 or 7 rounds of office themed trivia. There's 36 tickets sold already. Place holds about 100 and I'd love to see you. We always sell a ton of tickets at the door. So get there early, get your seat reserved, and we give away raffle prizes throughout the night. So even if you don't win first place, which is a huge basket of office related stuff from Funko Pops to t-shirts to stickers to artwork to coloring books, we have some other stuff that we'll raffle off throughout the night as well from both the brewery and the world of Dunder Mifflin. So get ready for that. Tickets are available at the top of triviawithbuds.com. There's a big banner right at the top that says buy tickets, and there's a picture of Prison Mike's face with the bandana on. So get ready for that. I hope it is a fun time. And if you played my recent office trivia nights at J. Riley Distillery and R.T. Rogers Brewing Company in Sierra Madre, California, these will be totally different questions and rounds. So you can get a bunch more office trivia on this weekend. TriviaWithBuds.com. Check it out. Today's episode is called P Words, and I have 21 prompts for different things that start with the letter P. So I'm going to give you like, they're kind of like phrases. So it's a word and then of, and then the letter P, and then you're going to fill in the P word that would fit that setup. So I know I'm not explaining that very well, but you'll get the hang of it once we start. We're going to jump into these 21 quick questions on P words right now. Here we go. All right, here we go. This is from a book called 399 Games, Puzzles, and Trivia Challenges, specially designed to keep your brain young. And this is a quiz called Blank of Plank. All of the familiar phrases in this quiz take the same form, blank of blank, as in ace of spades or nick of time. We provide the first word. Can you supply the last? It helps to know that in this case, the last word will begin with the letter P. So here comes number one. Abuse of blank. Number one, abuse of blank. Remember, all the answers for today's episode will start with the letter P, as in Paul. Number one, abuse of blank. Number two, bay of blank. Number two, bay of blank. Number three, bird of blank. Number three, bird of blank. Number four, book of blank. Number four, book of blank. Number five, breach of blank. Breach of blank. Number six, burden of blank. Number six was burden of blank. Number seven, change of blank. Change of blank. Number eight, coat of blank. Coat of blank. Number nine, crime of blank. Crime of blank. Number 10, cult of blank. Number 10, cult of blank. We're about halfway through this quiz. You're coming up with all these P words that would fit the bill. Here's number 11, horn of blank. Horn of blank. Number 12, invasion of blank. Invasion of blank. Number 13, laws of blank. Laws of blank. Number 14, member of blank. Member of blank. Number 15 is mother of blank. Mother of blank. Number 16, pad of blank. Pad of blank. Number 17, piece of blank. Piece of blank. Number 18, plaster of blank. Plaster of blank. Number 19, prince of blank. Prince of blank. Number 20, proof of blank. Proof of blank. And number 21, right of blank. Number 21, right, R-I-T-E, of blank. All right, that was a lot of blanks. I'm sick of saying the word blank. I'm excited to be done, and I hope you got something out of this quiz today. We'll go over the answers in just a second. We are back with the answers to the blank of plank round. Let's see how you did out of 21. Maybe you got all of them. Number one was abuse of power. Abuse of power. That was the P word we were looking for there. Power. Abuse of power. Number two was the Bay of Pigs. Bay of Pigs. Number three, bird of prey. It says, or paradise. So number three had two answers, bird of prey or bird of paradise. Number four, book of Proverbs or Psalms. That starts with a P with the silent one there. Book of Proverbs or Psalms. I did not get that one. Number five, breach of promise. Breach of promise. Number six, burden of proof. Burden of proof. That sounds like a Jack Reacher novel title. I don't know that phrase super well. Number six, burden of proof. Number seven, change of pace. I know that. That is a bar at Western Illinois University where we used to go quite a bit in college. The change of pace, beer pitcher was $1.50, and we'd walk around drinking the pitchers. That's a drinking problem. Number eight, coat of paint. Coat of paint. Number nine, crime of passion. Crime of passion. Number 10, cult of personality. Wrestler CM Punk's theme song before he left WWE, Cult of Personality. Number 11, Horn of Plenty. That's like a Thanksgiving thing, right? A Horn of Plenty. Number 12, Invasion of Privacy. That's like if you broke into somebody's diary. Number 12, I always wanted a diary that had a lock on it because people on TV had those, especially in the 90s. And I'm like, yeah, I'll lock up my thoughts. And then I never did it. Number 13, Laws of Physics. Laws of Physics. Number 14, Member of Parliament. Ooh, that was a tough one. Member of Parliament. Number 15, Mother of Pearl. I've heard that phrase before. I've even said it. I don't know what the hell it's about. Number 16, Pad of Paper. That makes sense. Pad of Paper. Number 17, Piece of Pie. That one was confusing because I thought it was maybe Piece of Paper and Pad of Paper. And then I'm like, that's weird. They would put those together. But Piece of Pie does make sense. Number 18, Plaster of Paris. I remember working with that in art class, 7th, 8th grade. Number 19, Prince of Peace or Persia. So I know the video game and failed movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, Prince of Persia and the Prince of Peace. I guess that's what, Jesus? Number 19. And number 20, Proof of Purchase. POP, Proof of Purchase. And number 21, Rites of Passage or Rite of Passage. So those were your answers to the P word round. I hope you had fun with these today, guys. Again, these are from a book, the last couple episodes from a book called 399 Games, Puzzles, and Trivia Challenges, specifically designed to keep your brain young. You could check it out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. I bought two used copies of the two books from the same author, Nancy Lind, L-I-N-D-E, over on Amazon. They're about, a third of the price, maybe half the price, something like that. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. These guys do amazing work. They gave me a big custom 64-ounce thermal growler with their logo to give away at Bingo the other day, and people went nuts for it. It's a very, very cool service that they offer you if you need something printed. They could do just about anything from growlers to koozies to hats to jackets to shirts to towels. Just go hit them up. Funky Monkey Designs, that's fmdesignsinc.com, or click on the link in the show notes. What movie from Ed Wood is considered to be the worst movie of all time? What movie from Ed Wood is considered by many to be the worst movie of all time? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. And yesterday's question of the day answer was Circus for the 2008 album and song from Britney Spears. The trivia team name of the day is Indian Pale Fail. So use that next time you play trivia at a brewery, Indian Pale Fail. And you can send me any kind of content that you want for this show, guys. Anytime, if you have questions, like my friend, I think that was Marissa. Let me see here. Marissa Cuthbertson. She sent me some really good questions on The Twilight Zone. And I will be reading those in a episode later this week. So thank you, Marissa. And if you guys have content, email me anytime, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about this podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.